As you may have heard on our news bulletin, the trial of a 58-year-old man for the murder of his wife in Cork 8 years ago has begun. Richard Satchwell from Grattan Street in Youghal in County Cork has pleaded not guilty to murdering 45-year-old Tina Satchwell at the same address between March the 19th and 20th, 2017. Joining us is our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, what did the trial hear today about the circumstances in which Tina Satchwell was reported missing?
Well, they heard from prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small, who said she was setting the scene for the jurors and that what she was telling them was not evidence, but she just wanted to give them a picture of what the evidence is likely to be in this case. She told the jurors that Tina and Richard Satchwell had been married for 25 years. She described Mrs. Satchwell as a very petite, glamorous woman who loved fashion and her two dogs, especially her chihuahua, Ruby. Now, on March the 24th, 2017, she said Richard Satchwell went to Gardaí in Fermoy and he told them his wife had gone missing 4 days previously. He said he'd been out in Dungarvan getting some items and that when he came back in the afternoon, she was gone. He claimed also missing were two suitcases as well as savings of €26,000, which he said had been hidden in a box in their attic. And he claimed that she had left due to a deterioration in their relationship. He said she was liable to violent outbursts. But he said he had no concerns about her welfare. She had left behind in the house her keys, her phone and, unusually for her, her dogs. The house was searched in June 2017, the jury was told, and electronic devices were seized. Ports, airports, coasts and forests were all searched, Ms. Small told the jury.
Inconsistencies began to emerge in Richard Satchwell's story. What was the jury told about those, Orla?
Well, he had continued over the years to maintain the same story with Gardaí and with the media, Ms. Small said, that he had come back from being out in Dungarvan and his wife was gone. But she spoke about some of the inconsistencies, which she said the jury would hear evidence about. She said a forensic accountant concluded that the Satchwells, for example, would not have had the capacity to save €26,000. She also said that CCTV footage, as well as location data from Mr. Satchwell's mobile phone, showed that he had not been in Dungarvan on the morning of March 20th, as he had claimed. She also told them about some information gleaned from electronic devices seized at the house on Grattan Street in Youghal. On March the 31st, information showed that Mr. Satchwell was advertising a chest freezer for free on Dundeal. He had also sent an email on March the 20th, 2017, to an international monkey rescue organisation. And the court was told that he and his wife were trying to buy two monkeys, but they were finding this difficult. And in the email, he told the organisation that his wife was going to leave him over this. And there was also a search on one of the computers for quicklime. Now, Ms. Small also told the jury that the Satchwells regularly attended car boot sales, buying and selling items, and that Mr. Satchwell, shortly after his wife's disappearance, was at a car boot sale selling some of her clothes and footwear. And he told some of the people there that she'd gone to the UK to visit her sister.
So tell us then, Orla, about the Garda search in October of 2023.
Yes, on October the 10th, 2023, Gardaí arrested Richard Satchwell and at the same time they began what was described as an invasive, extensive search of the home at Grattan Street. Now, Mr. Satchwell, when he was interviewed by Gardaí, maintained the same story about coming back from Dungarvan and finding her gone, and he was released on October the 11th. But later on that evening, Gardaí found the decomposed remains of his wife at the house. The jury was told that she'd been wrapped in black sheeting, that she was in a 3-foot grave, which was dug underneath the stairs in the sitting room, and had then been cemented over. The state pathologist, Margot Bolster, was unable to give a cause of death, Ms. Small told them. Now, at this stage, Mr. Satchwell was rearrested and the jury was told the narrative then changed. And he told Gardaí that he'd been out the back in the shed in the back garden on March the 20th, 2017. But when he came back in, he said his wife was at the bottom of the stairs, this is around 9 o'clock in the morning, that she was in her dressing gown and that she had a chisel in her hand and was scraping some plasterboard that he had put up. And he said he asked her what she was doing and he said she flew at him with the chisel. He described falling backwards. He said she was on top of him trying to stab him in the head with the chisel and he was trying to protect himself. He described to Gardaí that he took a belt which was at her neck and he was holding her weight off him with this belt. He says she then fell limp and was dead in his arms. Now, he then told Gardaí that was a Monday. On the Wednesday, he said he transferred her body to a freezer in the shed. And then on the following Sunday, he brought her back into the house, dug the grave and buried her in the grave in the sitting room.
Orla, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.